you notice by the program that after these brief closing remarks, we will have the beautiful ceremony of benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. And then after benediction, we have two beautiful hymns that are sung at Fatima, hymns to Our Lady of Fatima. And for the final one, the farewell, you will use your handkerchiefs that you obtained outside. And I would like to begin by paying a debt of gratitude to all of those who helped out in any way with the Fatima Conference. And I'm sure you guests who have traveled, some of you from great distances, you can certainly understand that it takes an army of volunteers to put on the Fatima Conference. But even at that, you're probably not aware of how many hours and how many little details that started many months ago in planning. So I want to especially express my gratitude to Father Casimir and Father Anaya, to the religious sisters of Mary Immaculate Queen, and in particular to the parish, St. Michael's, here in Spokane. Many of the parishioners contributing to the beautiful shrine, the float that we had, helping out in the kitchen, helping the sisters with so many other tasks. And I would like to ask all of you, and I will certainly do this as well, to offer at least one decade of the rosary for the spiritual needs of all of those who put on the conference. So that's certainly a debt we all owe them. And what a beautiful thing it is to be able to gather together with other Catholics, many of whom we have never met before in our lives, and to spend a few days together listening to lectures about our faith, praying together, attending the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass together. And what it reminds us of is that beautiful truth of our faith, that the Church has four marks. And there is a demonstration right here of the first of those four marks, unity. We are all one. We are all members of the same family, the mystical body of Christ. And I'm sure you have found that even here with your fellow attendees of the Fatima Conference, you found an affection, a tie, a bond uniting you. And we become like a family, even though the conference seems to go by so quickly. But then on a broader basis, we think about the entire mystical body of Christ, the communion of saints. And of course, we will wind down the beautiful month of October, the month of the Rosary, in a couple of weeks by celebrating the wonderful feast of Christ the King, paying homage to our Lord and Redeemer, our King. And very closely connected with the feast of Christ the King is the one we will celebrate just a few days later, ushering in the month of November, the month of the poor souls, and that is the Feast of All Saints, which reminds us of that other truth of the Catechism, the communion of saints, a truth that we profess our faith in every time we say the Apostles' Creed. I believe, in the latter part of the Creed, I believe in the communion of saints, that we are members of the Church militant all over the world. Other Catholics, perhaps we do not speak the same language, they have a different culture, and we may have various opinions about non-religious topics, secular topics, our different likes and dislikes and personalities, but we find that when it comes to the faith, we think the same, we believe the same, we love Almighty God the same, and we worship Him together with the same faith. So we are all one, the mystical body of Christ. But that's the Church militant. And then we go to purgatory, and we see there the souls of the Church suffering. They are also part of this great communion of saints. They are saints because they are confirmed in grace. They're in the state of sanctifying grace, and they will be with God for all eternity. And we must not forget them. The poor souls suffering in purgatory, many of our own loved ones, many that we don't know, but there are likely some souls in purgatory that have no one praying for them. And so that's something we should never forget, the church suffering. But then there is the church triumphant, the saints in heaven. And I think of this every year on the Feast of All Saints, how we have that epistle from the Apocalypse. And St. John paints this beautiful picture of an enormous, a vast army of saints worshiping God, saints from every walk of life, every age group, etc. He says, a sight that no man could number, a multitude that no man could number, worshiping Almighty God. And they intercede for us, and we strive to imitate them, and we honor them. But this is a thought that comes to my mind as we wind down the Fatima Conference. It's a bittersweet conclusion because we have all grown and enjoyed the presence of our fellow Catholics and conversing with, rubbing elbows with some that, again, you never knew before, but then you realize this person maybe has the same struggles I do, the same aspirations, the same goal. So let us love one another truly in the heart of Christ. Let us be zealous members of the mystical body of Christ, doing what we can to spread the faith. And this brings me to my final thought, and that is, what do we take away with us from the Fatima Conference? We should be apostles of Our Lady. Think about those three children in their own way, according to their age and their daily duties. They spread the faith to others. They were like a light, as our Lord said, set upon the candlestick, a city seated on the mountain. They were such a wonderful example. And how do we spread the faith? We spread the faith first and foremost by our prayer life. We should pray every day for the salvation of souls, the conversion of sinners. Is that not what Our Lady said to the children? So many souls go to hell because there's no one to pray and sacrifice for them. So that's the first work of the apostolate, is prayer. Second is good example, to be that shining light of Christ-likeness. And have no doubt about it, people notice you. They notice your morals, your integrity, your honesty. They're influenced by that. Even though we may not know it, we are an example. And then third and finally, when we have the opportunity to spread the faith by our words, St. James says, be always ready to give an answer to someone who asks you about your faith. And remember that he who causes a sinner to be converted will save his soul and cover a multitude of sins. So let's be apostles of Our Lady. Let us go forth and strive to spread the faith by our prayer life, our good example, and our words. And of course, if we're going to spread the faith by our words, if we're going to be able to give an answer to those who ask us, as actually St. Peter said, I think I said St. James, another apostle, if we're going to do that, we first of all have to know our faith. So we have to continue to enrich our knowledge, to learn more, to study our faith. Spiritual reading is such an important part of your spiritual life, to grow in knowledge and love of God and of our holy faith. So let's go forth then as apostles of Our Lady. Let us not allow this Fatima Conference just simply to be a nice experience that we enjoy for a few days, and then we go back to our normal life. Let's go back different. Let's go back with a zeal that we take from the heart of our Blessed Mother, that heart which loves mankind so much, which desires so much the salvation of souls. And she wants to use us as her instruments, her apostles, to spread the faith and to bring others to the knowledge and love of our Blessed Mother, of our Divine Lord, of Almighty God. If each of us could do that, even for just one person, what a wonderful thing that would be. This is something we should carry with us. And if we do, then the Fatima Conference will have been well spent and productive in our lives. Let us now prepare for benediction.